This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Colleagues, friends, admirers will be paying their final respects Wednesday to the late U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Ginsburg's casket will be brought to the Supreme Court building Wednesday morning for a private ceremony in the Great Hall, attended by her family and her fellow justices. The casket then moved to the building's front steps and lie in repose there for public viewing until Thursday. On Friday, Ginsburg will lie in state in the Capitol's Statuary Hall, making her the first woman to receive such an honor. The public will be able to view the casket after a formal ceremony for invited guests. She died last Friday at the age of 87 of pancreatic cancer, ending a 27-year tenure on the nation's highest court. Ginsburg's death has sparked a political debate over her replacement, with President Trump and Senate Republicans vowing to name and confirm a new justice before the November 3rd presidential election, which would give the court a solid 6-3 conservative majority. Well, volunteers planted 20,000 miniature U.S. flags on the grounds of the Washington Monument in the nation's capital Tuesday, the day the nation reached 200,000 COVID-19 deaths. Each flag represented 10 victims who have perished since the virus first arrived in the U.S. earlier this year. During an interfaith religious service held at the monument to mark the grim occasion, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the high death toll was preventable and urged the nation to embrace science to prevent any future losses. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. By remote, this is VOA News. President Trump mocked his Democratic presidential rival, Joe Biden, for wearing a face mask in public. While speaking to his supporters in Pittsburgh Tuesday, Trump said, why did he spend all that money on the plastic surgery if he's going to cover it up with a mask? Trump and Biden have been at odds over the value of face masks as a defense against the coronavirus. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny has been discharged from the hospital in Berlin where he was being treated after falling ill on a domestic flight over Siberia last month and then airlifted to Berlin while still in a coma. Berlin says tests in Germany, France, and Sweden determined Navalny was poisoned with a nerve agent, and the West has determined an explanation from the Russian government is warranted. Moscow has said it is yet to see evidence of a crime and has declined to open an investigation so far. Instead of opening a pre-investigation probe, Kremlin has denied any involvement. Navalny had said he would return to Russia when he is sufficiently recovered. The UN General Assembly annual debate is underway, and combating and eliminating the coronavirus pandemic was the major topic of discussion on Tuesday. Global leaders meeting virtually this year due to the coronavirus outbreak. Confirmed coronavirus cases worldwide surpassing 31 million with more than 960,000 deaths so far. From China, the country where the virus is believed to have originated, President Xi Jinping promised it would be defeated. He announced that Beijing would provide an additional $50 million to the UN's COVID-19 Global Humanitarian Response Plan, and said his country is making progress on a vaccine. The U.S. House of Representatives voted to take a government shutdown off the table this fall, giving a big bipartisan vote to a temporary government-wide funding bill on Tuesday night. The agreement comes only after President Trump prevailed in a behind-the-scenes fight over his farm bailout. The stopgap measure will keep federal agencies fully up and running into December. And the woman accused of sending a receipt of letter to Ryzen letter laced to President Trump, was formally charged on Tuesday with threatening the president. Court in Buffalo, New York, requested a court-appointed attorney, and a judge magistrate entered a not guilty plea on her behalf. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us. VOANews.com via remote. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News. Ooh, yeah, mama, mama,
Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. This music is coming for you. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing in your cars, at home, I want you to stay around and listen because it's going nonstop for the next hour. Get ready for the show.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
African Beats on the Voice of America.
I love your show, David.
Welcome to another party. Welcome to Jimmy B's party. Welcome to another party. No one can deny it. Oh, 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 oh. Jimmy B's got to fight.
And if you're not listening to African Beat, what are you doing? Listen to the latest African music and dance to the best African beat from across the continent. Tune in to African Beat with David Bandy at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time, Mondays through Fridays on VOA.
Often sacrifice an offering, life can get cold like you live in Boston. But if we come together, keep it running, then maybe one day we can make some progress, hey. Maybe one day we make some progress. So before we roll the dice, better be cautious, hey. Better be cautious. Now look at us, we blossom. I don't wanna see my brother in the coffin. We need less hate, more loving.
Cantaré,
yeah, yeah.
Cantaré,
yeah, yeah.
Vivirás, tú vivirás y se puede.
Permanecemos unidos, aun condicionalmente todos. espiritual.
So in love with African beats on The Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Yeah. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Yaka, yaka na bone, yaka, yaka na fuki mina.
Yes, it's been wonderful trip around Africa on this great day. Well, I hope you've had a wonderful time with me. And so right now, I want to say thank you for joining us today on the African Beat live from Washington, D.C. Till then, I am David Vandy bidding you so long.